Chance of showers is early in the day, then cloudy and less windy, then becoming partly cloudy by afternoon with a high around 81. The overnight low temperature tomorrow night will be in the low to mid-50s. Then Friday and Saturday, beautiful sunshine, highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Many people evacuating from the Gulf Coast ahead of Hurricane Michael have made their way to the capital city. Some hotels are already sold out for the rest of the week. The American Red Cross has opened a shelter at Aldersgate Church on Vaughn Road. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a 2017 homicide case. Police say 19-year-old Deshaun Hall has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 18-year-old Jonathan Jordan. That shooting happened last December on North Pass Road near the Alabama River Parkway. And the votes are in for the District 4 runoff election for City Council. With 63% of the vote, Audrey Billups Graham has beaten Cortez Dan Harris for the City Council seat. Harris received 36% of the vote. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the little things, like turning October into Pink October at Goodies. It all starts Friday with a 4-day Pink Friday doorbuster event. And get ready to be tickled pink, because your age equals your savings on in-store clearance purchases. That's as much as an extra 80% off clearance. Plus, our first 30 guests Friday and Saturday could win a special shopping card. And while you're here, you can help us give back with a donation to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Goodies. Little things mean everything. Goodies is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let's bring in our good friend Rich Thomas and get a weather update. Rich, welcome aboard.
Hey, I just wanted to bring you guys up to date with a kind of a Reader's Digest of where we stand with Michael, which, by the way, came ashore officially near Mexico Beach just before 1 o'clock, probably about quarter to 1, and it did it with 155-mile-an-hour winds. Now, officially, that's Category 4, but, you know, that's only a couple of miles away from being a Category 5, so almost a Category 5 hurricane has made landfall just east of Panama City around Mexico Beach. And the pressure, well, if you're into this kind of stat, is 919 millibars. That is absolutely crazy, ridiculous number. So, first of all, we've never seen a Category 4 on the Florida Panhandle coast ever in history. And today we almost had a Category 5 in October, on October the 10th. So this is definitely a piece of history here.
Let me ask you, in being familiar with the area, what is the storm surge going to be like, particularly in St. Andrews Bay?
Yeah, well, you know, from that bay on eastward, and particularly much farther eastward, for instance, we're talking about Port St. Joe, we're talking about Apalachicola, St. Marks, we're talking about St. George Island, which will be underwater. The surge could reach 12 to 14 feet, which means that many areas are just going to go underwater. Many towns will just go underwater. It's an unheard of, especially for the Panhandle and for the Big Bend area of Florida, it's an unheard of storm surge.
How about the waves? I was looking at some buoy markers, and I saw one that was a 31-foot wave before it made landfall.
Yeah, and I imagine there were some higher ones. I haven't really been up on the wave heights. We've been doing a bunch of stuff here. I do have some wind gusts, though, for you. Port St. Joe, actually, Mexico Beach, the highest wind gust I saw there was 130 miles per hour. Tyndall Air Force Base, 119 miles per hour. I got a report from a friend of mine's wife. My friend of mine is on Channel 7 down in Panama City right now, and she says the roof of the TV station is coming off. So it's been very intense. And by the way, the southern end of the eye wall is now affecting Panama City. In other words, they got a 1-2 punch. They got the northern eye wall, and now they're about to get the southern eye wall. So it's rocking and rolling, but the storm is moving quickly off to the north-northeast at about 15 miles per hour, which is good news. It means it's not going to last for too many hours.
Tell me about rainfall for us here in Montgomery and the River Region.
We've already had 0.68 here in Montgomery, and we'll see winds gusting here up to about 30 miles per hour, which is nothing. But the farther southeast you go from Montgomery, the more it increases exponentially. For instance, category, we have category tropical storm winds around, Troy, around Union Springs, around the Greenville area, tropical storm warnings in effect for all the southern counties. And then you go beyond that into Dale County. You get into a hurricane warning for Dale County, Henry County, Houston County, and Geneva County, which is pretty serious business.
Is this going to touch the very the south side of the Houston County? Would the actual eye wall hit that, or will it miss it?
Well, it's going to be very, very close to where Florida, Georgia, and Alabama come together, that little point.
Right.
It will be there later on this evening. Now, by that time, it'll probably be something like, you know, a Category 2 hurricane with maybe a 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's still serious business.
Rich, I really appreciate you keeping the audience informed and the job that you do.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Thomas, our weather guru here, and really appreciate him calling in and giving us an update. I'm looking at the satellite of it, and where the storm comes in is just this mass of green and yellow that goes all the way up to Hoover. It's right on the south side of Tuscaloosa and is touching Birmingham now. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay, 272-9228. A reminder about first-time callers. Need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. We'll be doing that drawing in the final segment, or probably a quarter till 3 today, but you can get in if you're a first-time caller. Then any caller, yes, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that we'll be giving away on Friday. So just get those calls in and just make your desires known here. Let me go back into Paula Reed talking about the Nikki Haley departure. Now, this everybody is kind of in a mystery about this, and I think that my normal deal is the simple explanation is normally the right explanation. People are saying, well, she's doing this to be on the sideline in case Trump does not run because his popularity is so bad, or in case he gets taken out by Mueller and things like that. I think that her explanation is exactly what it was, and she wanted to go spend some time, particularly if she's going to be out on the hustings for Trump somewhere out in the future. Here's something else to think about. People go, well, you know, she's leaving at the first of the year. At the point that she leaves, if it literally is the first of the year, that is 13 months from the first caucus that will happen in Iowa. That's on February the 25th in Iowa. And so that's not a very big jump that happens out there. And I think what Skipper said yesterday, I think she's going to be in places like Iowa, New Hampshire, and places like that, helping Donald Trump out. Now, not that Donald Trump doesn't love doing that himself, but what it does is it sets up something for her. She can go in and talk about the accomplishments of the administration. She can show her foreign affairs credentials out there, and it's just good for everybody. And then that kind of elevates her for looking better in some outside years, such as 2024. Let's listen to Paula Reed.
This morning, President Trump is looking to replace a key member of his administration and a prominent voice for the U.S. on the world stage. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley said yesterday she will resign at the end of the year. The announcement surprised many administration officials. Haley said she believes in term limits and that it's time for someone else to do the job. Paula Reed is in Washington with the latest. Ambassador Haley is one of relatively few high-profile women in the Trump cabinet, and she says she's staying on through the end of the year to give the president time to select her replacement. The president said he's thinking of about five people with some surprising names making the shortlist.
On behalf of the country, I want to thank you for a great job. Thank you.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley managed to make a dignified departure from the Trump administration.
She's done a fantastic job, and we've done a fantastic job together.
President Trump said Haley first brought up resigning 6 months ago. But top officials were caught off guard by the announcement, including Secretary Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton.
The United Nations has long been a hostile place for the state of Israel.
Okay. So there are some unusual names that are on this list here. And in this next piece that we're going to do, they're going to mention some of them. I think you're going to be surprised.
Haley has backed Trump's hardline stances on Israel and Iran, which often left her isolated at the UN. Last month, Haley slammed the anonymous colleague who wrote a critical op-ed in the New York Times. Haley said, "I don't agree with the president on everything. When there is a disagreement, I pick up the phone and call him or meet with him in person."
Thank you, Mr. President.
You.
It's
Thank
been
you.
An honor of a lifetime.
In her resignation letter, Haley revealed a clue about her next move, writing to the president, "I expect you will appreciate my sense that returning from government to the private sector is not a step down, but a step up." Haley said in her meeting with the president yesterday she would not run for office in 2020. Recent financial disclosures reveal Haley is hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, which could be alleviated by a lucrative private sector job. Her office reportedly said that her debt had no bearing on her decision to leave. President Trump said he could name Haley's replacement in a few weeks, even suggesting someone very close to him.
I think Ivanka would be incredible.
But the first daughter quickly dismissed that suggestion, tweeting, "That replacement will not be me."
The president confirms he is considering former Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Powell. She is thought to have a command of the issues as well as the relationships she would need in that role. We've also learned that Joe Lieberman, the former U.S. Senator and 2000 Al Gore running mate, is also under consideration.
Joe Lieberman. That would be kind of a twist here.
Yeah, it would. Wow. I haven't thought of that name in a while.
I know Israel would love that.
Yeah, and wasn't Lieberman floated as, like, John McCain's VP for a little while, too?
Yeah, that was definitely discussed, and John McCain was thinking of it, and then
right.
His staff shot it down, said you need somebody conservative.
Lieberman would be an interesting pick.
That would be interesting. That deputy national security advisor lady,
Dina Powell,
yeah. she I think, is going to end up getting the job. Gary Cohen was somebody that was mentioned. How do you do that one?
Yeah, I don't see that either.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be the lady. I think Lieberman is just kind of an interesting thing to throw out there to try to say I'm willing to reach across the aisle, but you don't have to really reach too far.
That would be four women in a row, right? Because you had Samantha Power, then Susan Rice, And then
Nikki Haley
and probably Dina Powell. That's interesting.
That is. And they seem to be very suited for this. I think the being able to host parties and be able to be intelligent and things like that. I mean, Nikki Haley's going to be sorely missed. She was really an asset. This other one, by the way, she was with this lady down in South Carolina the weekend of last weekend with her. There's a picture of her on the boat with their husbands out there, which makes me think, since the letter was penned on October the 3rd, that's kind of where that is going. And we'll see what happens out here. I like that. Oh, yeah, and then we've got Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
Joey, just when you thought, this lady will not go away. She will not go. You know, she and Bill are on a tour. They're doing these dinners and things, and you pay $750, and they talk to you from a stage just to get in and talk to them. So here she is, Hillary on civility.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
No, because by that standard, then the Republicans aren't going to be civil. And it won't start again, you big, stupid, partisan idiot. You know, at least Trump shoots from the hip when he says stuff I don't like. She dresses herself up in this high and mighty bullcrap.
She really does. She really does. She's always like, I'm the smart one here. And she's like, she's much more of a political pundit than she is kind of candidate material to me.
Yeah.
News Talk 93.1. This hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a sponsor of this show. Guys, they're moving the 2017s. They're making great deals, so take advantage of it. Go on and see the inventory. See what they've got. If you don't like the deal that they give you, then try to go back a couple of weeks later towards the end of the month. See if it gets better. But let me tell you something. They're taking $10,000 and $6,000 off vehicles. That's big. News Talk 93.1. Brubaker Motors, sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show, is a better buy at Brubaker.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90, twin foam mattresses, $89, king mattresses, $3.99. $349. Nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Interestingly, a listener, Daniel, sent me a picture. Kind of interesting here. I'll show it to you, Joey.
What am I looking at here?
Ronald Reagan meeting George Wallace.
Yeah.
Here in Montgomery in 1976. The guy that's introducing the two of them is Guy Hunt. He was his campaign manager for Alabama, and he delivered Alabama, and you can't see him.
Wow.
There he is, see him?
Yeah. Wow.
So they asked me, this picture is sitting at WCOV television station, but it didn't have a caption or anything on it, so somebody said, what is that? And I told him, that was 1976 here in Montgomery, and during the primary, and Guy Hunt introducing Ronald Reagan to George Wallace. And then we did a leadership meeting. Then we went up to Chilton County and did a major rally where somebody handed a, we didn't know it was going to happen, handed Reagan a possum. And he held a possum up by the tail.
Good job, Alabama.
Guy Hunt can do I can't remember who our Chilton County director was then. I'd have to... I kill those brain cells out there. That's funny. But Daniel, thanks for sending that picture to me. That I love bringing back memories like that. Let's see here. Let's see which way we want to go. Oh, I tell you what. Let's do a kind of an interesting story here. A woman calls police on a black man babysitting white children. It's going to be stop and go.
Okay.
Go ahead and cue it up. I know.
This video, it's kind of uncomfortable to watch because the man at the center of this is calling it babysitting while black. So he started streaming the incident on Facebook, and this was after he says he was confronted by a white woman. She was apparently concerned about the children's safety, so she followed him to his home, and then she called the police. He did not expect this ordeal to go viral, but now he hopes it'll lead to some change.
Got these little kids scared. This lady's following us.
A babysitting job taking an unexpected turn for Corey Lewis.
All because I got two kids in the backseat that do not look like me. This lady has took it upon herself to say that she's going to take my plate down and call the police.
Lewis, who runs a youth mentoring program in Marietta, Georgia, streaming on Facebook Live after he says he was confronted by a white woman while watching 10-year-old Addison and 6-year-old Nicholas Parker.
She said something was weird. Something was weird here. And I said, I assure you that we are fine.
After Lewis refused to let her talk to the kids, he says the woman followed them for an hour back to his house and then called police.
Just frozen in fear, like I had no idea what was happening.
I was really shocked. I was angry. I was scared.
What's up, man?
I'm being followed and harassed. That's what's up.
So she's following him, and he's live streaming this on Facebook. Black with white children. This is incredible. Just everybody, you know, everybody in the country needs to come and spend a little bit of time in the South just to kind of get a feel of what it's supposed to be like. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Enjoying the rain?
I sure am. At least it's cooled off. Damn, it's about time.
Really? Wait till you see the temperatures coming up this week.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be paradise. Good outside working time.
Yeah, The low tomorrow is going to be 52. Go ahead.
I have a personal story similar to the one you just read out.
Really?
But this was a long time ago, but it was right here in Montgomery. You know, my mother's from Belgium. She's Catholic. And my father's family never was any kind of prejudice towards anyone, which is a rarity around here, but they were special folks. So in the 1950s, you know, back then a lot of folks had black people taking care of the children while the parents worked, because my mother and dad ran the store together. And we had a few maids, and they had children. And so one Saturday afternoon in July, everybody got invited over. Two families of black kids, and my family and our piano teacher's family was lived behind us, and we were all having a good time tearing up the backyard, which didn't have any damn brass left in it anyway. And next-door neighbor called the police.
Really? Now, what, are you over in Capitol Heights?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the Montgomery police come to the door. My mom was at home, and she had nice red curly hair, and she was a very high strong woman from Belgium, and she just been through World War II. She wasn't scared of anything, guys. And so the police come to the door, two policemen come to the door and told her, we have gotten a call that black and white kids are playing together. And she looked at the police, she goes, yeah.
And they said,
black and white kids playing together. She said, that's right. And she said, the police told her that's not supposed to happen. And I was standing there 5 years old, buddies. She gave those policemen something they didn't want to hear. And part of it was in French.
Ooh.
And she said, I'll have anybody I want play in my yard. Get out of here. And those two policemen left. They were, I think they feared for the life that my redheaded Belgian mama was going to French them to death. And, oh, that wasn't all, Dan. The next thing she did, she went to the neighbor that called. And that wasn't pretty at all.
Oh, wow.
So I'm surprised to hear this, and people need to mind their own damn business, but I'm very proud to have a mama who stood up. And as a matter of fact, the Klan burned a cross in front of my mom and dad's grocery store right next to Robert E. Lee's statue. This would have been in 1964, I do believe, when Robert E. Lee's statue sat on the Atlanta Highway. Do you remember that?
I do.
Always facing north, of course. But we were kind of nervous about that because we didn't know if the Klan, you know, my mom's Catholic, we're Catholic, like black people, help them out, and play, our kids play together. We didn't know if we was going to be the next ones to go. But I live to tell the story. It's a shame to hear it again. People need to mind their own damn business. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Red Top.
Thank you, guys.
I enjoyed your story. Thank you.
I appreciate you letting me tell it.
Newstalk 93.1 FM. Yeah, there were different parts of Montgomery that people reacted completely different, and particularly in Tennessee when I was there. We're going to be back with more of this story right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck. The Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice in sight, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Michael has just made landfall near Mexico Beach, Florida. The strongest storm in recorded history in the Florida Panhandle. Maximum sustained winds near the center of that storm, 150 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says we're going to see
catastrophic wind damage. We're looking at trees down, power outages for weeks. You're talking about structures collapsing, roofs off associated with this wind. But we got to look a little further inland, too. So if you're watching this, we can still see a hurricane traveling further north into Georgia.
President Trump says he's worried about people who stayed behind. He also says today he's demanding answers from the Saudi Arabian government about a journalist who disappeared after visiting the Saudi embassy in Turkey. He says Jamal Khashoggi's fiance wrote him a letter asking for help.
We're in contact with her now, and we want to bring her to the White House. It's a very sad situation. It's a very bad situation, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We continue to monitor powerful Hurricane Michael, and it's certainly going to have effects in Alabama. More effects depending on where you live. Rain and tropical squalls will continue from time to time today, this evening, and tonight. Winds increasing to 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty up to about 30 miles per hour in gusts. Today's high 81, tonight's low 73. And, of course, the farther southeast you go, you get into a tropical storm warning across most of South Alabama and a hurricane warning over extreme southeast Alabama. Tomorrow, the chance of showers is early in the day, then cloudy and less windy, then becoming partly cloudy by afternoon with a high around 81. The overnight low temperature tomorrow night will be in the low to mid 50s, then Friday and Saturday, beautiful sunshine, highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Somebody texted me and asked me, what are all the trucks doing at Maxwell? That's a FEMA staging area. Far enough from the side of the storm, but they can get down quickly with state trooper coverage down to the area. Also, Alabama Power is out there with staging trucks, too. They're about to move in and do an assault. Because what's going to happen here, particularly when you're looking at the videos of this, there's going to be a lot of power lines going to be down because of these trees. That's the thing about when you get inland with one of these deals. These trees start getting knocked over and limbs break, knock down power lines, and it is a mess. So let's continue with, so that's what that is, FEMA staging areas, Maxwell Air Force Base. Let's continue with the story about my guy, babysitting two white kids, and lady calls the police after following him for an hour.
I was angry. I was scared.
What's up, man?
I'm being followed and harassed. That's what's up.
The officer asking to question the kids.
I wish the cops never came. And I was also worried, like, if Mr. Lewis got arrested, what would happen to us?
The officer then calling the parents.
He was doing us a favor. How they ended up on the side of a road being spoken to by police was just something that I couldn't wrap my head around.
It's not clear what happened before Lewis started filming, but his videos now have hundreds of thousands of views. It's the latest in a string of viral videos appearing to show alleged racial bias.
She doesn't want to talk now.
Over the summer, one white woman earned the nickname Barbecue Becky after calling police on black men having a barbecue in a park. There was also Permit Patty, who appeared to call police on an 8-year-old black girl selling water.
It's crazy.
Lewis now just hoping that his experience will educate others.
At the end of the day, just because someone does not look like how you prefer for them to look doesn't mean that they're a bad person.
So police aren't identifying the woman who called police, but the online reaction to this has simply been outstanding. A lot of people pointing out that, sure, while this man was babysitting the kids, a lot of families in America look like this. Yeah. With mixed race families being one of the fastest growing demographics in our country. You think about a lot of adoptive parents who don't necessarily share the same race as their kids, or mixed race kids who don't present the same as their parents.
Right.
Again, you know, required citizenship, must live in the Deep South for a couple of years so you can kind of get over all this. This is absolutely amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. I don't know. Will they ever learn?
I wonder also how some of this breaks down, like in terms of economic status and like class, so to speak. Classless class. It's just tone deaf. Like, oh my God. It's just, I hate that crap.
Well, when something doesn't, when something doesn't add up to somebody the way they stereotype things, it just, they go kind of a little nuts.
Yeah. Stories like that just piss me off. As they should, I suppose. I piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It is. It absolutely is. Let's see, Maria, my, source here is saying that the staging area was moved up to Maxwell from Tillery, which is a base. Let's go to Tootie.
Yes.
Tootie, how are you?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How have you been?
Good. I haven't said anything because I didn't want to slip it by, but, you know, after 31 years on Madison Avenue, I've relocated. They're going to put a Circle K. So all the rumors are gone. I had to move my business. Hurt my back. I've just been real busy. But I'm on 110, and I just passed the Union Springs International Airport, and you're sounding real good.
Good.
That's a radio check, right?
Uh-huh.
Breaker, breaker, brother.
There you go.
I've seen a lot of trucks from up around Chattanooga. You know, they got back holds on trailers in back of them. I wonder, I guess, those trees you were talking about. Reason I'm in it this way is, you know, I got a little place and I got a donkey. I'm worried that if the tree falls on the fence, he'll get in with those donkeys and he's still fertile. So I'm going to get Jack, right? Keep an eye on him tonight. But I wanted to share a story with you about, you know, what you were saying about moving here. You know, I'm originally from here, going home tonight, where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, I know what to think after leaving in 53 and coming back in 79. And I have enjoyed my stay in Montgomery, Alabama. I've met some of the most wonderful people, progressive thinking. And, I use that in a legitimate term, not necessarily politically, right? You just got some people that are on it. And what you're saying is true. I'm going to share a story with you. Back in 1983, I was up in Boston. I think it was 83. And it was either the Emory and... Emory Fulmer and George Wallace were running for governor. I think it was, yeah. And I was the Alabama delegate. You know, there was 27 of us. We were going through some corporate training. And everybody looked at me like, what are you all doing in Alabama? You elected George Wallace. So I became the spokesperson, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know how to deal with that. And I really didn't understand what was going on that much. I had been here, back here maybe 2 or 3 years, and had kind of avoided politics. But I had to justify the citizens of Alabama, especially its black citizens, voting for George Wallace. And that was really, really strange, you know, trying, well, what am I going to say to these people, you know? First of all, I work for them. And, you know, they put me on the hot seat. But, you know, we're ahead of all of it. You know, we don't have Ferguson. We don't have any of that crap here. Very little brutality over the 40 years that I've been back here. You know, you have incidents, but we deal with it, and we continue to deal with it. You know, spent time with your mother on the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce and mm-hmm. some of the dreams that we had there. You know, I've watched it happen, you know, and we need to keep moving. Keep moving in that direction. You know, we got Hyundai. We got a lot of things going on, and we need to build on it. And just enjoying your show.
Well, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your telephone call, and good luck with your new location.
Take care.
Thanks. That was a bad connection there. Let's go to Wendy.
Yes.
Wendy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have a question.
Sure.
So are we supposed to adhere to see something, say something, or are we supposed to assume that even though something's out of place or looks a little bit like it's, you know, we think maybe it shouldn't look, are we supposed to just accept that as okay?
That's a great question. It's when you say see something, say something, if what you're seeing is a black guy with two white people, and that is odd to you, you need to ask yourself, why is it odd to you?
Well, that's true. But at the same time, why do we even think that it might be something that's not good? I mean, it's because these things happen, and it doesn't. It's not necessarily a race thing. That I'm not coming at it from that direction. I mean, across the board, are we supposed to ask questions if something looks out of place, or are we supposed to just ignore everything? I mean, it's a fine line. I understand that, but it's a very slippery slope that we're headed down.
Well, I think, you know, asking questions is fine, and I think you can do that in a polite way. You know, gosh, these are two cute little kids that you have here. Who are they? And
there's really no way to even approach it that's not going to hurt feelings or, you know, make somebody defensive. It would certainly make me defensive if I were in that situation. But you also have to realize this is where we live. These are the things that happen, and this is where we live. And if I'm not doing anything wrong, then, you know, explain what everybody's fine. And I know that's kind of a Pollyanna attitude. I get that. But it's just, I don't even understand. I don't even know where we're supposed to draw the line.
Well, like I said, I think there's a tactful way of doing it. And I think, like I've mentioned, what I would have done is go up and started a conversation.
Sure. Sure. And that's great. I mean, if we can get to that point, then that would be wonderful.
Well, so it's odd to you, and it would be very, very suspicious if you see a black man with two white kids.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, look at the Does everybody look okay? I mean, you got to use some common sense.
Yeah. I agree with that. That's the whole key, is using common sense in this world.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, be kind, right? Everybody just needs to be kind.
There you go. And don't don't expect the worst of somebody. And, again, doing a little exploring can get you a long way.
Absolutely.
Wendy, I want you to have a great day.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks. St. James, how are you, brother?
Dan, my man.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, just getting off work. I hear that there's a few fatalities already. Have you heard anything?
No, I have not heard anything of fatalities. And I don't think fatalities are going to be the problem. I think that damage to property is going to be, and power outages are going to be the problem.
Oh, okay. All right, well, the reason I called, I was just, like I said, just got off and I was listening to you on the radio. But it seems like to me the optics on this is the presumption here. It's the presumption of something's wrong. I think that's the problem here. I don't think we would have this conversation and there wouldn't have been a video if there had been two black girls and a white guy.
Yeah, exactly. And in other words, this is why I think we view things differently in the South, is odd to somebody, they just need to think through it. And like I said, all you do is, if you do think it's odd, go up and just ask, start a conversation with somebody.
Well, yes, I think, and also, I mean, you kind of have there's missed opportunities. I'm assuming that the lady that reported this is a white lady, correct?
Yes.
What state was it in?
I forgot what state it was in.
Okay, my thing is, if she's going to be concerned, why don't she be concerned with every situation? Why don't she be concerned when a police officer stopped two black kids playing or something? Why don't she go up and ask questions then? You know, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, no, and I'm with you on that.
Let's be concerned. Let's be involved across the board.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dan.
Thanks, St. James.
Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Aha, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Jean from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Jean, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Woo! .279-228, that's where we are. You know, we kind of broached the subject yesterday, and Sean Hannity kind of is going to lay out, did it last night, lays out the Department of Justice activities. This is kind of a long cut, I apologize, but when he kind of gets on a roll, he doesn't stop at opportune time, so we may have to stop this for him if we have enough time. So I could not get to the Catherine Herridge and the Sarah Carter portion of this, but they are basically emphasizing and adding more information to what we talked about yesterday. This is going to be stop and go, Joey. We may not be able to finish the whole thing here.
First, we do have some major breaking surrounding the deep state and, of course, Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for dirty Russian dossier. Let's go through this slowly. By now, you know this infamous dossier bought and paid for by the Clinton campaign and the DNC. Remember, they funneled money through a law firm. The law firm's name was Perkins Coie. Well, that money was then used not for law, but it was sent to an op research firm called Fusion GPS. They then hired a foreign national, a spy by the name of Christopher Steele. He dug up Russian dirt on Donald Trump, never corroborated. Even Steele himself said the contents in the dossier were unverified at best. And in fact, well, in an interrogatory in Great Britain under threat of perjury, Steele refused to stand by the validity in his own dossier, giving it a confidence rating of only 50-50. And last week, well, lost in the chaos of the Kavanaugh confirmation, we first learned that a lawyer working for the Clinton campaign and the DNC at Perkins Coie was actually funneling some of this anti-Trump, unverified Russian lies and propaganda to the top lawyer at the FBI, James Baker, in 2016. Now, this all came out, quote, as federal investigators prepare a surveillance warrant for the Trump campaign and Carter Page. Remember, that was all based on the phony dossier. Now, Baker, who you see there, first revealed his exchange during a closed-door deposition with congressional investigators just last Wednesday. And, of course, this is exactly what we have now been telling you on this program and all along. We now have confirmation. So you have a top lawyer for the Clinton campaign actively working with the top lawyer at the FBI to surveil a Trump campaign associate based on Hillary's phony bought-paid-for dossier. I've said from early on, it is the biggest abuse of power corruption scandal in American history. Now, tonight, it gets even worse. Rod Rosenstein was completely serious when he talked about surveilling President Trump, hoping...
This is the only part about this that I'm not sure of. He's going to imply that Rosenstein in this whole thing is that everybody felt he was serious. And I'm not sure if that's the case. And Sarah Carter is usually really good. Catherine Herridge is excellent. Sarah Carter is usually spot on. John Solomon is very good. We ran the article, read the article that he did yesterday for you. Let's continue on.
President Trump hoping that he might get information that they can then invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Now, Rosenstein's remarks were not just said in jest, as he's now saying, or even sarcastically. Now, this reportedly was revealed in last week's deposition of James Baker before Congress. In other words, the top lawyer of the FBI. That seemingly confirms the September report from the New York Times, where they revealed that Rod Rosenstein, he had an alleged plot to surveil his boss, President Trump, in early 2017. By the way, before he ever had or heard of a special counsel or Robert Mueller. Now remember, it's the deputy FBI director McCabe, now under criminal investigation, his attorney, Lisa Page, they are saying they both witnessed and chronicled Rod Rosenstein talking about wearing a wire against the president. Now, this is beyond troubling. Well, of course, we know all of Rod Rosenstein's other conflicts. He recommended firing Comey. He signed the final FISA warrant. You know, he's caught up in every aspect of this. But we have one more piece to what is a very disturbing puzzle. It's now perfectly clear that members of our bureaucracy were actively trying to destroy both candidate and then later President Trump in what was a coordinated effort with an opposing political campaign and what they called, remember we reported a few weeks ago, their media leak strategy. Now, all of this means Hillary's bought and paid for phony Russian dossier that was never verified, never corroborated, used to get FISA warrants. All of these lies basically disseminated to you, the American people, to influence you before the 2016 election and used to commit a fraud on FISA court judges to get a warrant on a Trump campaign associate. And after all that failed, Donald Trump wins. Then the contents of the unverified phony Russian dossier that Hillary paid for, remember, they leaked it to the media outlets. Why? So all the phony news, well, that would create an atmosphere whereby people could begin to call for a special counsel to be appointed, just like James Comey was leaking to his professor friend at Columbia. Now, this is plain, simple, fundamental, basic abuse of power. Corruption at the highest levels of the DOJ and the FBI. It shreds our Constitution, our Fourth Amendment protections, when they use a fraud on a FISA court.
Now, the thing that is not, that I think they've got this wrong on here, is that part of, and you remember Joe Napolitano, we ran this, gosh, it was a year ago, where Joe Napolitano said that the MI6, the London or the England intelligence group came in through the back door to look at information, and that, you remember, they denied it, completely denied it. Well, I believe he was absolutely right with that, and they don't want to get this thing out to embarrass them until they get all the people lined up for this thing that were responsible, which I think is quite lengthy. And I really believe we're going to see something. You know, tomorrow is the Rosenstein interview, and I think we'll probably see something tomorrow, maybe tonight, on this. News 93.1, going to be back after our top of the hour break.